started, huh? I'm going to wait for Huiling. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Huh? It is. It says recording. Okay. We will be recording this, and then we're going to record the evening one, and we're going to see which one is more informative, and that's the one that we'll post on the website and on School Connect for the families who can't attend. Right now we have 17 participants, and I know this is super early, so let's just give everybody like 2 more minutes. So as you can see, I'm in the building. The school is closed for students. We have some teachers coming in to conduct the remote classes. I don't know if that will change eventually. We are also still giving out supplies for families that were not able to pick it up. We're giving out supplies to pre-K families because they didn't get their supplies early enough because we were waiting for more supplies. So we are open. We have all our educational assistants in here. We have a handful of teachers. We have the school nurse. School safety is in. And we are still offering meals. We're one of the grab and go sites. So you can come from 9 to 12 to pick up meals for your children. You'll get 3 meals probably, breakfast, lunch, and a snack. If you need to, or if your child misses school lunch. And then from 3 to 5 will be for the rest of the New Yorkers. Of course, if they come between 9 to 12, we will feed them also. You know, we really don't want anybody going hungry. So if you
can I go?
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Can I translate?
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay. So 校长说呢，谢谢大家今天又来参加这个会议，然后呢，我们又回去原点了，然后呢，我们现在呢还是在发放很多材料，然后呢，特别是现在呢，我们是专门发放材料给学前班的家庭，他们进来拿那些材料的，然后我们学校里面有一些老师呢，他们是选择回来学校这里呢做远程学习的，而且我们也有一些助教啊，还有我们的那个护士长也在，而且呢，我们学校呢是其中的一个学校呢，是可以持续的去提供大家呢是免费的餐点的，然后呢就是一天就三餐，就是早餐、午餐跟一个小吃是给所有的学生的。然后呢，如果你的小朋友呢在家里你想来拿的话呢，是9点到12点，然后呢，给其他纽约的那些人来拿呢，是在从3点到5点呢，你是可以进来拿这些免费的餐的。
So like, please like come by if you don't want the sandwich and you want the milk or the juice, come by. It's like when you take a meal, it doesn't mean you have to eat everything. You eat, the child eats what they want to eat and you take what you need. They just require you to take like the whole packed meal. So, and don't feel bad about it. This is for everyone. At, you know, some point during spring, you know, my 2 children that were, well, one of them was a senior. The other one had just recently graduated and didn't want to make lunch. They would go get the free lunch. So, you know, there's a milk, there's a juice, there's a sandwich. So please, like, you know, you don't even have to come to my school. If you're closer to PS 130, you can go to PS 130. Nobody will be turned away.
OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，其实这些午餐呢都是专门呢准备给你们的，然后呢不需要就是说觉得不好意思啊。然后如果你需要奶或者是一个juice， 就是果汁的话呢，你可以去拿。他虽然不可以给你选择，或他只会给一整套餐给你，可是你可以选择你要吃什么。然后每一个餐点都有一个牛奶，一个就是果汁，还有一个三明治的，所以你们可以选择你们要吃什么的。 然后呢，就是说啊，如果你们的住的地方呢是比较靠近另外一个学校，另外一个学校也有这些免费餐的话，你可以去另外一个学校那里拿，你不需要来我们学校这里拿。而且呢，就是有时候呢，校长刚刚分享说，他的小朋友呢，如果是一天不想做午餐呢，然后他们都会去学校那里拿免费的餐点，所以你不需要不好意思的。
Okay, so I am going to start the official town hall. I know earlier on, was it last week or this week, Ms. Lipsky? This week, there was about the COVID notice. On Monday, we posted the notice that there was a possible COVID case in the school building. That has been resolved, tested negative. So please don't worry. We also had random testing. What day was that? Wednesday? And so far we're very safe. Everybody's negative. If anybody was positive, we would have heard at this point, and you would have all been notified. So we're really safe in the building. Random testing, everybody was negative. And the one case that we were worried about, the entire family tested negative. So we are in a good place. Despite that, we are closed. We will be posting letters from the chancellor later. We didn't post it yet because we were waiting for the translation, but the biggest news was that we were closed. That was basically it. And that the school was open for people to come get meals. We will post it. It's basically giving you the heads up that we will probably be closed. Well, at this point, we will be closed through Thanksgiving. So nobody will be in, no students will be in the building. And we're waiting for them to give us directions for the reopening plan. I don't believe that it's going to happen the Monday after Thanksgiving, but if there's a possibility, that would be wonderful. And you will know right away. We will post it on the website and on School Connects. If you have questions, Huiling. If you have questions, please put it in the chat and I will get to it. I promise you. Huiling.
Okay, 那校长说呢，第一件事情是要跟大家分享的就是他们星期一呢，我们在我们学校的 APP 呢有发放一个资料，说我们其中的一个学区的一个人员呢，成员呢，他有新型冠状病毒的症状，因为那个症状他回了家了。然后呢，我们最近最新得到的消息就是，他们全家去检验的时候呢，都是反阴性的，就是代表他们没有的。而且呢，我们十一月这个星期三呢，所有的小朋友跟老师呢，都有去检验随机新型冠状病毒的测验，而且那个测验非常成功，所有的小朋友呢，跟所有被测验的那些人员呢，全部都是反阴性的，就是他们全部都没有。然后呢，就是可是呢，就算基于我们所有的人都是测验回来都是没有新型冠状病毒，可是我们学校还是关闭了。然后呢，我们大多数最有可能的就是关到火鸡节以后，就是感恩节以后，然后也不代表说感恩节回来的第一个星期我们会重开。所以呢，他们现在在规划重开的计划，而且呢，我们呢也有一些就是那些信呢是教育局校长呢他们发放给我们的，我们还没有发放给家长，是因为呢我们在等那些就是翻译成中文其他语言的，这样子我们可以同一次呢发放给所有的家长的。然后呢，我们会在我们的学校的网站呢跟我们学校的 APP 呢都会粘贴给你，让你们知道最新的情况的。所以呢，如果有任何进一步的资料呢，我们都会在那两个地方呢去发放给所有的家长的。
Okay, so opting back in for blended learning ended November 15th. Students were to opt back in November 30th at the end of Thanksgiving. We don't know if that will happen or not, but whether it happens or not, what we plan to do is to shift all the students to classes that they will be in after November 30th. So what that means is that if you're opting in and your child was in a remote class on November 30th, they might be with a new teacher. because we want to get them ready for when they come back in. Does that make sense? This is for the families opting in. So if you have been on remote, we will move your child possibly to a new teacher who will be their teacher once we reopen. Huiling?
Okay. 那我们现在分享的呢，就是教育局呢，他们打开的那个可以重新加入混合学习的学生，混合学习的选择。 OK， 然后呢，就是混合学生，如果你是选择回来重新混合学生，他们在11月30号呢会有转动，就怎么样的转动呢？就是因为他是曾经是100%的远程学习，然后在11月30号的那一日呢，我们会把它转换到他混合学习的谷歌教室里面。 就是意思就是代表，就是说我们现在呢，在11月30号呢，会准备呢，把所有的学生选择回来混合学习的那些学生呢，放去那个他们如果学校重开了以后呢，他们可以回来上学的那个教室里面。所以呢，老师呢，有可能会从转变从100%的远程学习老师呢，变成了混合学习老师。Okay,
we feel that this is very important. I think it's a little more traumatic for a child to enter the building and not know the teacher than them getting to know a teacher on remote. So we decided to go that way. I know it's not easy, but I truly believe that we should start the transition. Huiling?
Okay. 然后校长说呢，是这个新的转换呢是非常的重要，因为呢，他觉得呢是对于小朋友来讲呢，是对于他们来讲是适应能力没有那么强，所以呢适应那个网上的老师呢跟适应在学校里面的那个老师呢是完全不一样的，所以呢我们希望呢，在这一个时间呢，对不对？家长可以配合我们，然后呢我们可以让这个转换呢变成就是好像越简单。
越融合越好。Okay, we will stay on AB schedule. So please don't worry, we are not switching to ABC. If we have to hire a sub to keep us on AB schedule, we will do that. Right now we have several subs so that we can remain on AB schedule and not overwhelm the teachers or the families. All my subs are highly qualified. Many of them are on their way to becoming teachers. Quite a few are actually teachers and they are taking extra coursework. So they chose to do subbing right now. So please rest assured, we will do everything in our power to keep us on AB instead of switching to ABC. Okay, so we are now AB still.
OK， 我们会持续呢，就是继续我们的 AB 组，然后呢，校长说呢，我们会尽我们最大的可能呢，是尽量的把这一个时间，对不对？还是维持这个 AB 组的时间表，是因为呢，我们会请多一点的那个助教来教这些学生，然后呢，这些助教呢，他们也是就是有一些呢，他们是即将要。 做老师的有一些呢，他们已经是老师了，可是他们还想再学习多一点有关于这些课程，所以他们才选择呢暂时做代课老师的。Okay,
do want to explain why we can't do the 5 days? We have each room measured, and we have the maximum amount of heartbeats that can be in the room to keep everybody safe. There was a bit of a confusion from several families on why we can't have 6 children in with a teacher and go 5 days. We actually have 2 groups coming in. If we add A and B and a teacher, and occasionally if there's an emergency, I have to step in or the nurse has to step in, we would be over the heartbeats. I also do not want to hit the max in the heartbeats, which means if I step in, the teacher has to step out. Or if I have to step in with the nurse, a teacher and a student has to step out. None of that will work. I do believe that many of the schools are very safe because we are keeping the 6 feet apart. And the children have been wonderful with their masks and keeping their distance. So that is the reason why we cannot go 5 days. It's purely for safety reasons and to ensure that we don't reach even like, I don't want to be one step away from the maximum heartbeat. That's just not safe. It is, we have the windows open for circulation. It is cold, so we did ask you to send your child in with jackets if you're in blended. We also ordered heaters. It won't do us any good now because everybody's home, but when we reopen, rest assured we will have heaters running with the window open. We have no choice. It's the safest environment. Huiling.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，我们现在要解释一下为什么我们不可以持续5天的让学生来上学，是因为每一个教室呢在学校开门之前呢，我们都有量过那个尺寸，然后呢我们门口有贴着说那个教室里面呢到底可以容纳多少个人在里面的，然后呢有时候呢我们因为我们不想呢超过那一个。 那个数量是因为呢，如果超过那个数量的话呢，在教室里面的老师或者是小朋友的话呢，他们必须要，如果校长或者是跟护士长一起走进去那个教室里面的话呢，教室里面其中的两个人必须要站出来，而且呢，对于来讲呢，就是不太安全。然后我们现在呢，就是最基于就是每个小朋友呢在学校里面呢，可以有6尺的社交距离，而且呢，他们每个小朋友都戴口罩。 那如果我们有六尺的社交距离的话呢，那我们的人数呢就必须要尽量的，就是不可以超过那个容量的。然后呢，校长也跟你讲说，在冬天的时候呢，所有的窗户都会被打开的。然后呢，因为所有的窗户都被打开，所以房间会很冷。我们之前也有跟你讲，叫你备一件就是毛衣啊，多一件毛衣啊，或者是多一件汗衫给他们穿。然后我们也有购买了一些暖气炉。 也会放在教室里面的。可是现在这些暖气炉呢，不会没有用，是因为学校没有开门。等学校开了以后呢，这些暖气炉呢就会被派上用场。
Okay, this next piece is very important. Please be ready. We will have to adjust the Zoom times for these new classes. The children will, the kindergarten, first and second will continue to have chess and chen dance. Third, fourth, and fifth will continue to have violin, but we have to adjust the meeting time because we're switching the classes. But like, don't worry, we'll do our best. I know some of you have technical difficulties at home. We're having horrible trouble and horrible issues in the school too for the last 2 days. We discovered it wasn't us, it was really on the Apple computers. The teachers couldn't log on. So they were scrambling all over the school and at home to get on. So that's just part of remote learning. We'll work our way through it. And if you need help, always school connects or call the school. We'll do our best to help you. Huiling.
OK， 然后校长说呢，我们希望你呢清楚知道你们小朋友上线的时间，是因为所有的上线时间呢都会被转换。基于呢，我们现在呢，就是低年级呢，他们有西洋棋啊，跟晨舞蹈啊，跟高年级他们学生呢，他们会有小提琴，所以那一些时间呢就会被转换来容纳这一些新的课程的。然后呢。 就是说，如果你在家里呢有任何的网络问题的话呢，请不要担心，因为呢，我们最近的这两天，前两天呢，我们的老师他们本身也有上网的问题，因为呢，我们最近才发现呢，其实是他们的苹果电脑出了一些问题，所以他们在家里也很着急，说怎么样去上网。所以如果你有任何的，就是上网出现任何的问题的话呢，你都可以写一个。 短信给你小朋友的老师，或者是写给副校长跟校长，有关于你上不了网，我们就会有，或者是打电话来学校，我们就会有人帮你的。Okay,
so here's another like please, we'll post all this again. I think this time we're going to put an outline of the meeting so that you can read it on December 3rd and 4th. If we are remote. the teachers will be posting work and the children will be working independently. We will have asynchronous learning for 2 days. On December 3rd, the entire staff will be attending professional development. And the professional development is related to de-escalating traumatic situations. So we feel that it's very, very important. We just need techniques and information and strategies to help when, you know, we see a student in distress about work, about homework, about remote learning. So this is tailored to help the teachers de-escalate and to give them strategies and to give them the heads up on what to notice and look for so that we could reach out to all of you to, you know, to give you support and to, so that when we have support as teachers. Huiling, that's December 3rd. Okay.
Okay. 然后呢，校长想跟所有的家长讲，就是说呢， 如果我们12月3号跟4号 还是在做100%远程学习的时候呢， 在这两日呢， 所有的学生将会进行不一致的学习。 不一致的学习就是说老师没有上线的时间， OK， 学生都要自己做自己应该要做的事情。 还有呢，就是我们12， 因为老师呢要参加很多的会议， 12月4号那一天呢， 老师有一个很特别的会议呢， 是专门呢去了解创伤情况的。 然后在那个会议里面呢， 那些讲座的人呢， 他们就会告诉老师呢， 在某一些情况下， 哪一些情况下呢， 你会知道小朋友是受到创伤的。 而且呢， 他们也会给你很多一些方法呢， 来让你帮助小朋友怎么样度过这一个创伤情况的。 所以在那一天呢， 所有的老师都会参加这一个会议。 所以呢，在3号跟4号呢， 老师都会有不一致的学习给小朋友， 就是没有上线时间。
Okay, on the 4th, the teachers will be planning. The intention is that we will move the children to new classes. The teachers will get to know them, and then they're going to spend the 4th reflecting on their lessons and tailoring it to your child's needs. And for the teachers on remote, they really do need time to plan because this is now long-term, much longer than the remote teachers thought it would be. So we have to regroup, plan, and meet as a school and a staff. Our teachers really have to start analyzing the data in iReady and Imagine and the reading assessment and the math assessment. We're preparing for the spring semester. We want to talk about what the children need. We're also going to evaluate our digital programs, Myon News, iReady, Imagine, Prodigy, the math, the FOSS for science, Passport for social studies. So that is in the works for the 4th. So for the 3rd and the 4th, your child will be working independently. The teachers will post. Mona's mommy, are you okay? Okay, Huiling,
you're I'm sorry, my internet is unstable.
Oh, okay, can you talk?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Uh-oh.
No, we hear you.
You guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. All right. So 校长说呢，在那两天的其中一天呢， 老师呢会用这个时间来跟同年级的老师呢， 他们去规划好，让学生有一个很轻松跟简单的转换。 而且呢，我们也觉得呢， 老师，校长也觉得呢， 老师需要这个时间呢去规划， 就是春天的那些课程了。因为呢，现在这个远程学习呢， 对于他们来讲呢，是比较长久的。我们现在要去规划一下以后的那一些课程的。而且呢，就是我们也必须要重组去了解我们所有的线上课程呢，他们到底是好还是不好。所以我们有很多的线上课程呢，都需要老师呢去参与去讲说这些课程有什么帮助，有什么好，有什么不好。 所以在那两天其中的一天呢，老师就会用这个时间来规划他们，就是说，秋天的时候，春天的时候会怎么样教学。
Okay, we will We'll be giving report cards November 30th. Your report cards will be on the mystudent.nyc account. We can't give you paper copies. It will be online. If you have trouble, please School Connects Ms. Nina or Ms. Lipsky. They will walk you through it. We will use the grading policy of N for needs improvement and MT, which meets the standard, at least for the first marking period. We feel that that's the fairest that we can be. At this point, we do know your child, whether they're remote or blended. We just don't want to fault the child if because of technical issues or the fact that they have trouble working remotely on the day that they're home, they can't submit assignments, or even when they're in blended, and because every first day of group A and B seems like the first day of school because they've been out of school. So we don't want to penalize them. This is, you know, it has nothing to do with us as adults. It's really the child's ability to learn in this strange environment. So for the first marking period, it will be N and MT. You will get your child's reading grade. We will tell you where your child is at math. That will be in the comments. If you have questions, just reach out to us. We will fully support you. The report cards will be in mystudent.nyc. And we will post that up. You'll have to log on your own. If you have trouble, School Connects us. Hui Ling.
Okay. 校长说呢，情境大会在11月30号呢，是可以给家长们呢去上网看的。我们今年呢是不会打印一张出来发放给家长的，然后呢，所有的家长呢都必须要去我的学生账号，纽约市体的我的学生账号里面去检查你的小朋友第一个学期的那个分数的。 然后呢，今年呢，我们觉得呢，分数方面呢，就是成绩政策呢，就是给学生呢 ，N 就是代表他们需要进步 ，M 就是他们已经达到了。OK， 为什么要这个样子做呢？是因为我们觉得这个样子是最公平的，不管是100%的远程学习学生，或者是在教室里面学习的学生，对不对？有时候呢，他们老师给的那些功课呢，他们很多时有时候因为 基于很多的就是网上的问题啊，他们把提交不了功课啊，然后我们不想就是说惩罚他交不了功课而拿不到一个好成绩，所以呢，我们觉得呢是给这个 N 跟 MT 呢这两个分数呢是最公平的，而且呢家长呢可以11月30号以后呢去学生你们小朋友的学生账号里面呢去看这个分数的。 如果你有任何的问题，有关于怎么样去上这个我的学生账号里面看你学生的成绩单的分数的话呢，你可以联系老师或者是Ms. Nina 跟Ms. Lipsky 我们的副校长，他们会帮你怎么样登进去的。Okay,
all programming that we have will continue except for soccer. So if your child has chess, they will continue to have chess. We are thinking about bringing chess to the upper grades, third, fourth, and fifth also. I really have to get the okay from my budget manager. A lot of this is money. Everything costs money. Everything costs, it's all a matter of licensing. So if the budget person says I have money, we will spend money on introducing chess to the upper grades also. We find that after popping into several classes, we really thought that it was Impact Chess was a really strong chess program. We did give them feedback to slow down a bit. I don't play chess because I'm a sore loser. And the kids are much smarter than me, but I had trouble keeping up. So we're going to ask them to slow down a bit. I know many of the children know chess already, but for the beginners, it's really difficult. And they're very receptive to feedback. Violin is going to continue. Dance is going to continue. The only program that we won't continue is soccer because that is in-house. So rest assured, we will continue with that. Also, we have specialty area teachers. Music.
Can I translate?
Okay. I'll be quick. Okay, sorry. I'll be quick. Okay. We have music, art, Spanish, and phys ed. Your child has to produce for those, especially art. We have to give a grade for that because it's part of the mandated curriculum and mandated minutes. If your child has not been submitting any piece of art assignment, tell them they have to. If they haven't, they will get an N for art, and that's just mandatory. Tell them to try. Miss Lynn is a wonderful art teacher, very patient, but they do have to submit work. Okay, so that ties in with programming. Hui Ling, all yours.
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，我们所有学校的特别活动呢是会继续的，不管是远程或者是混合呢，唯一的一个特别的活动，我们不会继续的就是足球，因为足球必须要在学校里面举行才可以的。OK， 还有呢，就是我们现在呢，所有呢，如果你的小朋友有那个西洋棋的话呢，他们还是会有持续的西洋棋的。OK， 然后我们现在在想说，把那个西洋棋呢去介绍给我们高年级的学生。但是我们要去跟联系我们的就是那个预算的那个人，看看我们有没有钱呢，有没有预算呢，去把这一个特别的活动呢去给我们的高年级学生的。 OK， 然后呢这个西洋棋呢校长说呢是非常的好，是因为呢他不会玩西洋棋，因为他不喜欢认输，然后呢他就是想说小朋友就是西洋棋呢就是他们呢可能教的时候太快，然后呢他们会教他们就是说教慢一点，让学生呢可以吸收跟学习怎么样真正的玩西洋棋的。而且呢有关于我们学校的那个特别课程呢，就是例如呢就是音乐啊、美术啊、体育课啊跟西班牙语，然后呢美术课所发放给小朋友做的那些作业，或者是那些他们要做的那些美术的功课，他们都必须要做，因为呢美术呢是教育局其中的一个他们必须要完成的课程，所以如果他们到现在还没有教任何美术的那些课程的那些需要他们提交的那些功课的话呢，麻烦你们叫你的小朋友呢去尽快交给就提交那些作业，因为呢如果你不提交那些作业的话呢，美术老师呢他就会给你小朋友的分数呢就会给他N， 就是说他需要进步。 OK， 所以美术非常的重要的，所以每个家长呢都应该去跟你的小朋友讲说要提交美术的作业。
OK， for my third, fourth and fifth grade families, blended and remote, violins are in. We cannot give them out yet because the violin teachers have to come in. They have to tune each violin, and there are 300 of them. There's like 300 violins in violin cases. It is stacked up to the ceiling in the cafeteria. They're coming in today, and they will be in for several hours today and Monday, tuning each of the violin. Please understand that when they come in, I have to get them permission to come in. I have to fill out a form. They have to fill out the health survey. They know how stringent we are. We have to place them 6 feet apart. We have to actually open the boxes. So it is a huge undertaking. Once they're ready, we'll start calling you in, because you have to remember each violin is for a specific child because of the arm measurements that you sent. So we're going to figure it out. I'm sorry, but you will have to come in to do another pickup. We're trying our best not to keep calling you in, but that's the reality. You'll have to come pick up when it's tuned. Please remember, try your best to take care of these. They are loners from Third Street Music School. Hui Ling?
Okay. 然后有关于小提琴呢，就是高年级的小提琴课程，小提琴已经到了，可是呢小提琴呢必须要有小提琴的老师呢，每一架小提琴都需要被调，所以小提琴的老师呢他们今天呢会进来呢调这些小提琴。然后呢校长想你们知道，就是说每一个小提琴呢都是专门为那个小朋友而订购的， 所以呢，时间我们有大概有300个小提琴在学校里面，然后呢，那个小提琴的老师呢，他们每一架都需要调好声音才可以发放给小朋友的。所以呢，校长想跟你们道一个歉，说我们还是会打电话给您，叫你进来拿小提琴。那我们要你知道呢，就是这些小提琴其实是借给你们的，这些小提琴呢，全部都是三阶学校他们提供借给所有的学生呢，让他们可以在线上学习小提琴课程的。所以我们希望呢，你可以保护好，保护好这些小提琴，不要把他们弄坏。OK， 所以每一天呢，还有呢，就是这些小提琴老师要进来学校的时候呢，他们必须要填一个，校长必须要填一个表格，让他们有可以进来我们的学校的。而且他们进来学校的时候呢，也必须要就是填一个他们的那个健康表才可以进来的。
OK， we have a few more keyboards left, so if you need a keyboard, please reach out to your teacher and they will notify us. We don't have that many left. At some point, if you ask for one, we might have to say no. We plan to order more, but they're sold out. So we're waiting for them to replenish. The keyboards are a really hot commodity. We just received another shipment of headphones in. So we have headphones if you need headphones. We don't have too many left of those, but it was easier getting headphones than keyboards. So please let the teacher know. We ordered these to help the students, and if it helps them focus, if it makes their life easier, at this point, that's what we're all about. So, you know, like, don't feel bad. You're not taking the keyboard from someone else that needs it. You're not taking the headphone from someone else that needs it. What we're trying to do is order enough for everyone that needs it. So don't worry. Keyboards, we're running low and we can't reorder. So if you need one, put it down. We'll let you know if you have to wait or not. Headphones, we received another shipment. So if you need a headphone, let us know. Unless you're out of state, it's very hard for us to ship. So we would need you to come pick it up. So, and I'm going to go on to DOE iPads.
Wait, can I translate this?
All right, okay. Sorry.
Okay. So, 有关于键盘呢，我们现在呢，如果你还需要键盘的话呢，请你跟你的老师联系，然后老师会跟我们讲，我们会发放给你们的。然后呢，我们其实没有太多的键盘了。然后呢，因为呢，我们想就算想订购多一点呢，他们现在呢也全部都卖完了，我们订购不了啊。但是呢，所以呢，可能有，如果你要的话呢，而且我们全部发完的话呢，我们必须要跟你讲，我们没有了。OK， 还有呢，就是我们昨天呢，刚刚呢收到呢，就是更多的那个耳机，所以如果你需要耳机的话呢，麻烦你也跟你的老师联系，然后呢，我们会尽我们的可能呢，去发一个耳机给你的，因为呢，我们现在呢，到目前为止呢，就是想尽量的帮助小朋友集中精神，所以呢，我们觉得耳机呢是可以帮他们就是集中，而且可以就是完全的容纳那个往线上课程里面的 ，OK， 所以呢。我们现在呢就是如果你需要耳机麻烦你联系老师，如果你需要键盘我们没有太多了，所以呢你必须要尽快联系老师。
OK， DOE devices， I'm sorry that I do not have an answer for you. We have over 50 families waiting. I know some of you applied a few weeks ago. We have families waiting since August. We're waiting for the iPads. We actually want to, excuse me, I am fine. It's just a lot of talking, which I should be used to because I talk a lot, but it's tough. And we actually tried to order devices, but we're not allowed to. So what we were going to do was through the $72,000 grant, order devices that are Wi-Fi enabled and give it out to all the families as loaners until the DOE sends us your iPad. Right now, you can't order any Apple products. There's a problem with the contract. Apple and the DOE cannot work out their contract issues. The DOE is also not allowing us to buy so many at once. So we're stuck. And, you know, I'm sorry. I thought I had a resolution when I got the $72,000 grant. We slotted money for keyboards, headphones, Chromebooks, and iPads. Chromebooks aren't back ordered. We received Chromebooks yesterday, but they're not Wi-Fi enabled. So sending it home would be a big problem. And hey, boys. Hi, Christopher. Hi, Nicholas. So I apologize. We are waiting. Trust me. The minute it comes to the school, hey, guys, we will set it up for you, which takes a couple of hours to download all the programs. And the minute it's available, we will call you. And I promise you that, because I feel really horrible. You know, when there's a problem, you think you're so smart, you figured it out, and you really didn't figure it out because it doesn't work. So we're all stuck. Huiling?
OK, 有关于教育局的那些 iPad 呢，校长想跟你们讲，就是说我们现在呢也不知道要跟你们说什么了，因为呢我们有基于50多个家庭呢，他们还在等这一个。 iPad，有一些呢是就是几个星期前呢已经填了表格，可是呢我们想跟你讲，就是我们有一些家庭呢，他们是从8月份就开始等到现在的，OK？ 然后呢，我们之前不是跟你们讲说呢，我们打算用那个72,000的赠款去买这些，可是呢我们现在呢教育局跟那个苹果的合约到期了，而且他们没有一个新的合约。 所以我们现在呢是完全不可以订购，因为我们之前呢是想订购一些有 WiFi 的那一些iPad 呢，是给家长用的，然后呢借给你们用，然后等你们的教育局的那个 iPad 来的时候呢，我们就可以换回来的。可是现在呢，我们在学校里面呢完全都不可以去订购这一些就是有那个网上功能的那些 iPad， 因为呢教育局跟那个苹果的那个。 合约他们到期了，他们没有一个新的合约。就算他们新的合约出来了，我们也只可以购买非常少的数量，因为教育局现在不给任何的学校呢去购买大量的那个就是有那个网上线上的那个 iPad， 我们也有购买一些 Chromebooks， 然后呢昨天也有来了一些，可是这些 Chromebooks 呢是没有。 那个就是上线的功能的，所以就算你拿回家呢，除非你们家有 WiFi， 拿回家也是没有用的。OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，我们还以为我们已经把所有的问题都解决了，其实问题还存在的，我们现在也不知道要怎么样做了。OK，
so testing， I'm gonna go to the question. There's only one. Kenzie's mommy testing for third, fourth, and fifth grade. I don't believe it's gonna happen, but we will prepare the children for it. I don't know how they're gonna conduct this type of testing, but we are taking it seriously, mommy. So we'll be meeting with the teachers, and that's why we're going to spend the day planning. The upper grade's going to really work on amping up, getting our children ready for the state ELA and math tests. I don't believe it's gonna happen. I don't think they're being realistic. But we will prepare them for it. And it's fine, because when we do preparation, it's embedded into our lessons already. We're just gonna have to tailor it a little bit better to meet the needs. And we're gonna assume that we're gonna be remote. So don't worry. Fourth grade families, they claim that there's gonna be a science test. I don't believe that's gonna happen, but the fourth grade teachers know. And you know, don't worry, we'll prepare the children. I don't believe any of this testing is gonna happen. I think at this point, and I don't care if you quote me on it, I don't think the DOE or the chancellor or the mayor knows exactly what they're doing, because nobody knows what they're doing. You know, it's all so data driven by the COVID positivity rate, but we will prepare them for it. So please don't worry. You know, we will have digital resources so that we're not relying on paper. But, you know, we'll keep you all up to date. And families, if you're on this and you have any concerns, if you're worried about a teacher's teaching style, if your child's not understanding the work, feel free to reach out to the teachers and feel free to reach out to me. I am quite nice sometimes. I will resolve it for you. Ms. Lipsky will resolve it for you. Please, like, don't worry. Like, your child's education and reaching out to get answers should be the least of your worry. We are available. Sometimes I know I get the school connects like 2 a.m. and I know everybody's on different schedules. You just understand you have to give us 24 to 48 hours. We try to respond right away. We also try to be very respectful of your time. You know, if you think a teacher's going too fast, if you have any concerns and you're uncomfortable telling the teacher, tell me, tell Ms. Lipsky. We will resolve it. It doesn't happen right away, but we will resolve it. We will follow up. It's hard for the teachers to judge how fast, how slow they're going, whether their teaching style works, especially if they're zooming in B group and they're teaching A group, especially if they're doing remote all the time with the remote children, because realistically, we're all looking in the screen. You know, so please reach out to us. The other thing I'm gonna ask you to do is tell your children, your child, that when they're on a Zoom lesson, their camera should be on. You don't know this, but our teachers are very good facial readers. Like, a child might be reluctant to say they don't understand, but a teacher can tell. Like, we have this weird sense that someone doesn't understand, and we will reach out privately. Like, don't worry if your child's bedroom's messy, your living room's messy. I live with 4 kids. Hi, Mona. 2 dogs, 1 cat. What you see when I do town hall is the cleanest spot on my wall, which is the wall looking out the window. So don't worry, it's normal. Like, if I would show you anything else, you'll see my kids running around in their boxers, I love hot sauce, all my different hot sauce containers. So what you see is the cleanest part of my place. So please, like, tell your kids to turn their camera on. That is a requirement. Listen, I won't keep you. I'm gonna be back on tonight.
I didn't translate that part
yet. Oh yeah, sorry, don't go if you need the translation. If you don't, I'll see you. Be safe, everybody. I miss all of you so much. And I definitely miss your children. I miss the children more than the adults. Let me just tell you, sorry. I'll be back on tonight and we'll post the audio if you want to like listen to this again. If you have questions after the meeting, School Connects email. You can always reach us. Phone is a little bit hard, but we will answer the phone. It's just, there's only a few of us and depending on which phone is ringing, we can't get to it fast enough. Huiling, translate, everybody else, if you have to go, please be safe and we'll see each other soon, okay?
OK， 校长刚刚说呢，就是有关于三年级的考试呢，然后他说呢，今年的考试呢，其实他觉得呢，就是不会发生的。可是呢，我们会呢，就是尽量的去帮助小朋友呢，去准备他们去考这些周考的。可是他真的觉得呢，今年呢应该不会有周考的。然后呢，他说四年级今年呢也有可能呢会有科学的测验，可是他也觉得今年的科学测验呢不会发生的。然后呢，我们想跟你讲，就是说，如果你的小朋友有上线的时候呢，对不对？我们需要你把叫小朋友把那个视频打开。你的视频打开了以后呢，老师可以从就是他的面向里面知道呢，他到底懂不懂老师教的课程。可是如果你的那个视频是关的话呢，老师根本就看不到他，所以呢。校长说呢，你上视频课的时候，上线课的时候呢，都必须要要求一定要把你的视频打开，一定要视频打开。而且呢，我们今天晚上呢也会再有另外一场的会议，市政厅会议。所以如果你还有任何的问题的话呢，你可以参加今天晚上的，或者是呢，你可以呢是发一个短信，从我们学校的 APP 发一个短信给校长或者是副校长的。所以呢，他说呢，你不需要担心有关于任何事情。如果你有任何的疑问呢，就 请就是发一个短信给我们，你可以打电话，可是有时候呢电话我们可能是有太多人打电话，所以你有时候打不进来，或者是我们有很多人在接电话，没有人可以接起你的电话，所以你发一个短信呢是最最好的 ，OK？ 所以如果你想的话，你今天还晚上还有我们还有一个市政厅会议，然后呢，我们也会把我们所有开会议的那个录音呢、录像音呢放在我们的网站上的，所以你可以去那边重听，如果你想的话。
Okay, bye everyone.
Okay, 今天会议结束了，谢谢你们参加，拜拜。
Thank you, bye bye. Happy Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye, Miss. Bye.